dirty waters that Jesus walked on.
Podcast.
Yeah, man. It's your local New York nigga, Dave B. Yeah, I mean, you already know who you're listening to. It's Dirty Water Podcast, my nigga. Yeah, you hear them lighters flicking. I know you hear the lighters flicking.
It's Lex. Most.
Dave B, as I said before, CJ in the building.
CJ, what up?
In the fucking building.
How y'all feeling?
Feeling good. I'm almost drunk. I'm almost fucking drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Chain swing.
I'm all right, I guess.
Yeah.
I think my mental health is good.
Yeah, that's
I think
that's important.
Hmm?
Got to check on your Check on your strong friend. You know what I mean?
Word. Gotta check on him, man.
You know what I mean?
Come on home with me.
A lot of motherfuckers going through a lot of different things out here, so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and wear a condom because they got the coronavirus out here.
Hold up.
Corona?
Yeah.
What you mean?
You have?
I got some Coronas in the refrigerator. What you mean, you want a six pack?
Yeah, no, man, these bitches out here giving niggas Corona, bro.
Corona? What's going on with that?
Wait, so you need a condom because of coronavirus?
Shit.
You need a condom for a whole lot of other things too, bro.
Shit. Right about now, you need to fucking walk the streets with a condom over your head, nigga.
You need to get, what was that movie, like Bubble Boy or some shit like that? You need to be like that guy. Like,
put on the condom because the STD is no joke.
The air is no joke. Like,
STD is no joke.
They said it's, started in China. I know it's been out for a little bit. We haven't spoken about it yet, but, you know what I mean? It started in China and from them niggas eating bats and shit over there. First of all, China, I'm going to let you know something right now.
You gotta relax.
Y'all niggas out here eating bats.
Why
and
are
shit?
They eating bats?
Well,
them strong bats. Bats do.
First of all,
walrus, fried walrus.
They eat everything in fucking China.
Ew.
You know what I mean?
Everything. Octopus.
Everything with a fucking
alive.
Heartbeat.
You know,
they eat shit alive.
You ever
over
had
there.
Octopus before?
No, I don't.
Octopus is good.
I was about to say, I've had that. That's good.
But not live octopus, though.
Oh, no.
Come
no,
on.
No.
Live, they be eating that live shit. Some places, like, they got the restaurants, like, underground, like, eating live shit swimming. Mm. Not even healthy, really.
Well, in China, it ain't underground, nigga. You walk into the store and get you an octopus or a bat skillet, nigga.
The fucked up thing about that, too, is everything that's here in America come from China. Like, do we need to watch that type of shit, too?
Well, it's, I don't know.
Because of the coronavirus?
I don't know how it spreads. I think it spreads from germs and shit.
Yo, you know what? Straight like that, yo. Don't dap me.
Shit.
I ain't dapping y'all no more. Just nod your head at me. It's cool. What's up?
It ain't even about dapping, nigga. You can't even touch door handles if that's the case.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You fucked.
But, yeah, there's a couple cases in the U.S., but fortunately, it hasn't spread like the chicken pox or nothing like that around this motherfucker.
I was seeing where cruise ships people had in catching that shit.
Yeah, because they had
spreading.
Cruise ships?
Yeah. Like, you go on a cruise and next thing you know, everybody coughing.
Damn.
It says like a bad, like catching the flu.
Because they ain't going out.
Like,
that's why you got to be careful, man. That shit ain't no joke. All
right.
Got to be careful, man.
Hey,
I seen a picture of China. They had the fucking dog had a mask on. Them niggas is not playing.
The dog had a mask on.
Dog had a mask on. A cat had a mask on.
Why are they gonna have put a mask on a dog and they gonna cook the dog later anyway?
Nah, I guess it was a pet. They don't. They, you know what I mean?
They cooking pets too.
Dog had
they ain't
dog had a bulletproof vest on.
The dog was in a fucking stroller.
With a side piece.
Yeah. It was a stroller.
Damn. Hey, I heard scammers got you, Dave.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Shout out to the scammers.
Shout out to the scammers.
They tried it. You know what I mean? Next time, if you just hit me in a DM, we could maybe work something out instead of just trying to get me like that.
What happened, bro?
You know, fucking debit card got compromised. It happens. It happens to the best of us, but luckily, my bank shut the fucking car down as soon as it was like, nigga, you don't buy nothing over $400, nigga. Shutting this shit down.
Damn. Yep. That shit happened to my wife before. Fucking bank just shut down her whole car and everything, calling her. Yep. Like, oh, you in Florida? Nah, I'm sitting right here in the bed. Oh, well, we seen your car being swiped for gas and restaurants and shit like that. She like, nah, I'm sitting here laying in my bed. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. I'm like, but shout out to the scammers, man.
It ain't on it.
Shout out to the scammers. I mean, it don't really bother me because shit, y'all, when they spend the money and shit, banks be giving that money back. So
yeah, it's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Get that lockup shit. You gotta get that lockup.
If you would have put me in, we could have got, you know what I mean? We could have got it popping, but you ain't put me in. And now you got nothing. You got declined at the goddamn register. That's what happened.
They was like, what the fuck going on?
I shout out to you.
Yeah, I was just watching Belly the other day, right?
Okay.
And
used the to horror be, film.
Used, it used to be one of my favorite movies.
Okay, go ahead.
And I used to worship Tommy Bunn so much. You know what I mean? But why we never speak on Tommy Bunn's being R. Kelly on Belly?
First of all,
he was fucking with a little 16-year-old man.
R. Kelly was, I mean,
he was red shirting it.
Yeah, he was off the chain.
Oh, man.
At the beginning.
He was red shirting and he ain't hit it.
That don't make it okay, Dan.
It still was bad. Okay, you shouldn't have been no hate. You shouldn't have been contacting. Shouldn't have been contacting. But we knew he was wild. Like, look at the kind of shit he was doing. Then he got, you know, saved by the end.
Did she pop big shit at the girlfriend? Like, you know.
Yeah, that's what young girls do.
I mean, yeah, that's young mentality.
Well, it's like, yeah, a lot of people worship, like, oh, it we want to be like Tommy Buns and this and that. I'm like, but no. Tommy Buns out here fucking a little 16. Well, but he wasn't.
When people say that, they're not thinking about that, though. They're not thinking. They think about how he was out here getting money.
It's that. Just funny how they looked over that. Like, I feel like everybody looked over that. They were just thinking about this thing of gangsta. He'll pop your ass.
It was funny. And nigga, they looked over R. Kelly, nigga. Nigga, you looked over R. Kelly. Fuck out of here.
You was definitely singing.
That's what R. Kelly
part. You still sing R. Kelly songs.
R. Kelly
songs,
part
Moses?
Was like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is right. I done seen it in Belly.
You still be singing and playing R. Kelly, Moses?
You still hump R. Kelly.
What?
First of all, having sex to R. Kelly nowadays is fucking sick.
You think so?
Yeah.
Seems like you ready.
Yeah, come on, bro.
I mean, what if your queen is ready?
But
no,
the lady he was
keep
talking
it on
about,
the download don't even sound right no more.
The lady he was singing about wasn't ready, nigga. She was 16.
Keep it on download don't even sound
okay,
right no
Tommy?
More.
Okay, Tommy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But y'all niggas seen the Malcolm X doc?
That was good.
It was good.
It was good. You know why? Because it got down to the point. I like the way they broke it down. I was just impressed on the Muslim movement, on how they was moving. But to me, it was just like, I hate when brothers turn their back on their own brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was just, I feel like Malcolm X was used and abused. But
yeah,
it was strong. I kind of liked it. I think more people should even look at that.
Yeah, the nation. It was nothing to fuck with, that's for sure.
It's
I
not.
Didn't know they shot him down like that. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Broad daylight.
Oh, you didn't know how he was assassinated?
Yeah.
I mean, right in front of his kid.
I was like, right. I'm like, damn. Like,
just shows you.
I only seen the first two episodes.
Somebody move you so bad, no matter what kind of person you is, you still got rights for him. And it shows you how the FBI and how they... You know what I'm saying? Just fucked up. It was just all fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. You were. It definitely show you how many enemies Malcolm X had at the end of his life, and how the
Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers against him.
Of course, a Muslim killed him, but the FBI and the police force, they were, they had everybody's phone taps. So I'm pretty sure that they knew what the fuck was happening, and they ain't stopping. You know what I mean? And I think, if I remember correctly, they said the day he died, there were like two cops on duty around the ballroom.
Right, I see that.
And normally it's like fucking 40.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So they knew what the fuck was going on, right? You know what I mean? They let it happen. And it's unfortunate.
And it was our own that did it.
Yeah. It's like a lot of stuff they knew. Like, that's, they knew Malcolm. You know what I'm saying? They knew Malcolm. I think. Yeah,
but
I think he was going to die, though.
It was more. Of course he did, because he didn't have nobody on his side.
He knew he was going to die.
He knew how strong the nation was. But shit, at the end of the day, I think Malcolm started tripping. You know what I mean? He started tripping at the end of the day.
Well, see, like I said, I only seen the first two episodes. I ain't finished it yet. Yeah. But I'm still watching, so. I mean, go ahead. You can tell me, though.
Yeah,
I'm going to finish it tonight.
I guess he found out some things about, what's old boy name?
Elijah Muhammad.
Okay.
Yeah, that he didn't like that, I guess.
The old Elijah Muhammad
may have gone against his teaching. And shit, he spoke out about it.
They was getting money too.
And they was getting money, right.
He spoke out because he
spoke out about it. He started fucking their money up.
Yeah.
And then shortly after that, they turned their back on him.
But they've been turning back and we like kicked him out, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they see what happened
and
was
that you talking about that was your brother.
He was speaking out against the I think Kennedy. Kennedy died. He was speaking out against Kennedy, and Elijah Muhammad fucked with Kennedy. So they put him on like probation. Mm. And then they end up kicking him out. And then Malcolm started fucking tripping.
Mm.
Well, I mean, he started telling secrets or whatnot. And then one thing led to another.
It was just a setup, I feel. Especially with that question.
But at the same time,
they didn't understand what they was going to go and try to push anything on what he said. They just turned it against him, basically.
Yeah, and then the FBI and the NYPD and stuff, they were kind of controlling the media.
Right.
So it was all fucked up. He ain't had nobody on his
nobody,
side.
Nobody, I was about to say nobody. I can't wait to finish this shit. I'm going to finish that shit tonight.
Mm. Yeah, check it out.
I seen this little theory about power, ghosts not being dead. And
ghosts is dead.
Nah, remember the part? There was a part where Tariq hid the gun, and Tasha said, "Well, you better go get the gun back because you know your father might find it." You know what I mean? Because he always sweeps everything, the whole building, before he leaves.
Yeah.
So basically, they're trying to make it seem like Ghost done found the gun and made it a different gun and put some blanks in it. Not blanks, but like rubber bullets or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So when he went and got the gun back, and when he shot Ghost, he ain't really die. And he stole the ambulance. Ghost done stole the ambulance and all that shit prior too. And it just looked like the same ambulance coming up out of there. It's a lot of different, you know what I mean? A little scenario I seen. But niggas think Ghost is dead. I don't know if he dead or not. Cause why they even name it Power Book 2 Ghost and all this other shit?
I don't know. I don't know the name of the Power Book 2. I don't know. What's the name of Ghost what?
I forgot.
Yeah, so you don't know either. Shut up.
Ah, fuck y'all.
That shit is trash.
You don't even watch Power like that.
I do watch Power.
I don't.
I ain't gonna watch. I might not watch this shit though, but now I might watch it. I'm gonna start Breaking Bad though.
Oh, you ain't seen Breaking Bad yet?
I haven't.
You're doing yourself a disservice. You know what I mean? That's a fact. You should have been seeing that. Nigga, back in the day,
I started like the first two episodes and I just ain't went back to it. I mean, just being busy, whatever. But I was talking to CJ and CJ was like, yo, one of my top three shows is Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad is a true American hero story. You know what I mean? Especially if you like niggas getting their shit out the mud and you like fucking drugs. That is an amazing fucking show. And you stupid. that you didn't get a chance to see that. Yeah.
Nah, I'm definitely going to check it out because it was like something about like he was like a school teacher. He's a chemist or some shit. And he started making what?
Meth. Meth? The best meth out. It was blue.
It was blue?
It was blue.
When they say it's blue now, that means it's the truth.
She was hard.
You get tired of watching selling drugs all
the time. Nah. Have you seen it?
I've seen it, but damn.
What you mean?
It was good, though.
So you seen it?
It was good.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Wow. This motherfucker so damn stupid.
Man, fuck all that, man. Fuck all that. I don't care. So, anyways, you want the head or that big juicy booty? Juicy booty.
What are you asking me? What do I prefer?
Right. What's your question?
The sloppy toppy?
Or to hit the pussy?
Getting some.
Good question.
I don't know. It depends on my
sloppy
mood.
Sloppy toppy or getting some.
Depends on my mood. If I don't feel like doing nothing. If I don't feel like giving it up.
I feel like sloppy toppy is just like for...
I don't want the sloppy toppy.
Let's be honest. Some of you ladies out here, mouth is better than they pussy. That's for sure. So listen.
What's going on?
Ladies, know what you're good at and perfect it.
Yeah, that's the slogan right there, Dave. Yo, you the fucking man, bro.
Straight off the hip, too. Nah, I mean, shit, don't get me wrong.
You know you like to hit the pussy too, nigga.
The pussy is good.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing like
the raw dog.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. What you mean?
Ain't nothing like some good pussy, but like some good morning head, that morning neck. It's like a good cup of Joe. You heard me, TJ?
Slob over there.
That's a fact.
Here's your man,
you know what I mean? Nice what? Little sloppy toppy.
Sloppy.
You know what I mean? Wireless head.
I got the word.
No hands. You know what I mean? Extra spit.
Extra spit.
You go, girl.
What about you, Moses?
Listen.
You look like you want the booty. You look like you want the booty. You look like you want your face on the booty.
I want the pussy.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I want the pussy.
You want the pussy.
You know what I'm saying? I'd rather take the pussy. I feel like head is like when I'm stressed out. Look, I got something to do. Go ahead. I need to get out. I can't.
You can get out with the pussy too, though.
No.
You can get in it fast and go.
No.
Yeah, that's not
because she's doing
no
it right. Because she's doing the hair right. It's going to be like, oh. I mean, you must ain't got no good hair before.
I'm with Dave. Give me that morning head. I'm with Dave. Give me that morning head. Need that morning neck.
Mm-hmm. Take that morning pussy.
That's good too.
Yeah, like to hit it in the morning.
Middle of the pussy, night pussy.
Yeah, been marinating all through the night.
Going the back pussy.
Nah, that should be.
What you doing? Comfortable. Ah,
would y'all fuck with
back of your neck?
Would y'all fuck with a dyke?
Would I fuck with a dyke?
Is that the proper term? Am I saying that right? It should be a lesbian, right?
I guess.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to.
I mean, shit depends on what shorty body look like. I mean, listen.
Tell me with the jeans and t-shirt.
Yeah,
the manly one.
Yeah, the manly one.
No.
Oh,
why not?
You're talking about the football
not
players.
For me, it's just, I'm just not, it's just not.
He was like, first of all, shorty wear drawers with dick holes in them.
No, she wearing the same box as I am?
Dude.
No.
Yeah,
man. What's sexy about that?
What if the body is right when she take those off, throw that baggy shit off?
Listen, it might be right.
You know what I'm
some
saying?
Of them
that
do be right.
That's what I'm saying.
But at the same time,
under
like,
what circumstances?
With the taper.
It still don't matter.
Oh, with the taper?
Still don't matter.
But the body might be right with the taper.
Shorty had the fade the on the side. I don't know about the taper. I might have to put a wig on it.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Remember, there's a movie. I forgot the name of the movie.
Zardin?
Huh? What's it called? Like I don't Zardin. Know. I forgot the name of the movie, but the dude was he was going around having sex with a whole bunch of women that couldn't have babies.
Yeah.
And he was charging them and shit. And he was fucking dykes and all that shit. You know what I mean? If I was put in that situation where somebody wanted my sperm and I needed money and they didn't want to do it artificially or something like that and he was paying me enough, I knocked that big-headed bitch off. She got to put a wig on her big-headed ass. But shorty got to be thick, though. She gotta
Why you got to have a wig?
Because shorty got to taper.
Fuck that. I can't do it.
You can't do it?
My dick don't work like that.
Yeah. See, it depends on what she look like underneath them clothes.
That's what I'm saying, up under them clothes.
My dick don't work like that.
But you know what's fucked up? It's like... You would hate to get to that level to where you get to see what's somebody up under those clothes and it ain't what you want and you gotta run up out of
but
there.
But them mostly is not like the man like one. You know what I'm saying? They switch off.
Yeah, that's
the ones you talking about like switch off. They wear every now and then a jean t-shirt, and then every now and then wear a skirt.
Mm.
So it's different. You talking the manly one like muscles like you and shit like that, body slam you. You want somebody to body slam your ass? Fuck you like they fuck you?
Oh, no. Yes.
They can jump on your dick like they fuck you.
No. Yes, that's too much.
But that's what you want.
I didn't say I wanted that.
That's what you said.
I was asking the question.
You want a manly woman.
No, I didn't say I want that.
Fuck you like they
wanted. I didn't say I want that. I just asked the question.
What's up? Asking shit. You said.
No, I did not say
that's what you want.
I believe that's what you want.
12. You know you done fucked up, right?
All right.
You know you done fucked up, right?
You sound retarded.
First you said you didn't. Now you say you did.
I did not say I want that.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
I don't think you said that.
With the boxes and doo-doo stains.
That's nasty. That's filthy.
That's what you want.
That's filthy. That's filthy right
Come
there,
get this right. What the fuck? But
you got gray tape on your titties? Man, bitch, get off me.
Man, bitch.
Get the fuck off me.
Oh, Lord, no. Have y'all heard about D-Wade's son? Let's have a little serious conversation real quick.
Let's go.
Yes.
Have you heard about D-Wade's son?
Yes.
Yes, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
Now, if you guys have sons, right?
Yes. Yes.
Now, in the event that... your son was gay, or, you know, I guess D-Wade's son is gay, yep.
Right.
And he wants to transition at the age that, you know,
12 D-Wade's years old?
Son, yeah, at the age of fucking 12.
Yeah.
What you feel about that? How would you, how you think you would go about that?
First of all, I always love my kid, no matter what.
How old is your son, Moses?
It's 12 or 11.
There you go. Go ahead.
Keep forgetting. But I always love my son no matter what. But at the same time, I'm telling him, I don't think you're ready for that decision right now. Wait till you get a little bit older. Till you have your mind right. Especially, you're going to be putting the money up. I'm not doing none of that. Right. So, I'm just letting you know because that's what you want to do. I think you should put your own money in when you'll feel
better.
But
you're D-Wade, though. Mm-hmm. You have the money to put...
Yes, I have the money. But at the same time, that's what you want to do.
I can do anything else for you.
That's
not the question I asked. You are you, nigga. You ain't D-Wade, nigga. You are you.
You know what I'm saying?
He D-Wade out of it. He did what he did.
Well, I'm just saying, but what if Moses had the money? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
It don't matter about the money.
Okay.
That's not the situation. Like he said, like, fuck the money. I'm just talking about my love for my son and what he wanted to do. You see what I'm saying? So
you want to let him change his name at 12?
No, I told you, like.
It don't cost money to change names, my nigga.
I support my son, but at the same time, that's why I gave him. Like I said, at a certain age, I'm letting him do what he wanted to do.
Right, but not at 12.
Yeah, not no 12. Like, you still a kid. A lot of kids want to do interesting stuff. So, but I'm for it. But other stuff. Like some stuff I don't think you're ready for.
Would you let
it's
him?
It's like, I think that's trying to be too grown.
Paint his fingernails and all that?
That's just, At an age, like, I'd be like, that's what you want to do. Because by that age, they be doing it. But
right. They might do
at
it
the same time,
with you or without you.
It's just like, with a little girl, like, you know, she love and makeup and stuff. They had the little fake makeup.
Right.
Now, she put that real makeup, I'm going to be real mad. Because she's in that age, I don't want to see that right now.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's the same as I was put as him. Like, right there, I don't want to see too much.
Like you could play with it in the house, but you ain't got to be out in the street like that.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Lex?
For me, that's just at a point to where it's like, okay, now we got to really have a serious conversation. Like, I'm with Moses. Like, I feel like you're too young. Like, what if you get into later in life as when you got to 18, 19 years old and you feel like you're not gay anymore?
Yeah, you know what?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People change, you know, and he's very young.
Right? Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, I would say, no, we're not going to do that right now.
How old is your kid?
My son is 11.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We're not going to do that right now. We're going to let this ride out. For me, you know what I'm saying? And then see, and then if you want to do that, then all right, cool. I have to support it because I'm always going to support my kids no matter what the fuck they do anyway.
Right.
Period. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But
that's the way
for that age, for me, it's just like, I still want you to develop. I still want your brain to, you know what I mean? Right. Like I said, you might not feel that way later on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I don't have any kids, but I would urge my son to taste some pussy before he make that drastic mistake.
For sure.
I'm telling you, son, it's good.
I'm telling you, son, it's good.
It's good. You might want to taste it before you...
It is good, though.
Before
it
you change good. Your name, bro. But, you know, fuck it. I mean, it is what it is.
We're not doing a name change or none of that. Like I said, you're gonna wait till you're 18.
You
and
can
then
change
your
name on your own.
Right.
You can change your name on your own.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I'm saying he can do it when he's 18
okay,
on his
yeah,
own.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
On his own. But I just think, and this is my opinion. I don't want to rub people the wrong way or whatever. But
that means he's about to rub somebody the wrong way.
Yeah, because everybody, you know, you can't. People get offended.
Everybody's
with anything,
sensitive. Everybody's sensitive.
Anything people say, but society is really pushing this gay agenda, kinda. You know what I mean? And it's tough. It's real tough. It's okay to be gay. It's fine to be gay. But God damn it, I don't need cartoons being gay. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
When you got shit geared towards kids, I think it's just... You gotta let them
kids
experience.
Be kids,
you gotta
let
them
grow
experience.
Up.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just trying to, I feel like a lot of times trying
they be
to push
trying to
too
push
much.
It. Yeah, yeah, they be pushing it a little bit. But,
let the kids make their choices instead of have to be peer pressure. That's all I'm saying.
But shit. Fuck it.
Yeah. But Dave.
But you know what I mean? Hold on, at the end of the day, fucking raise your kids, my nigga. How you fucking feel fit.
Yeah, because I'm definitely not the dude to sit here and tell anybody how they need to parent or how they want to parent. Right. You can do whatever. You can parent however you want to parent. You know what I mean?
This is my own opinion.
Definitely my opinion.
Get too strong on it. Right. Throw me against it.
Go ahead, Moses.
Just feel me. So, Dave, let me ask you something, though.
Yes, we get to attack Dave, goddammit. Let's go.
Would you date somebody with kids, man?
Would I date somebody with
kids? Because you don't have any kids.
No, yeah, we just established that. And we established that every fucking episode.
Yeah, because I want you to have kids.
Peer pressure.
You feel me?
No fucking peer pressure over here.
Come on, Dave. You can do it.
We flush them all, you heard? But,
let me see that.
You know what I mean? Let me see some.
Oh, man. Dave, what?
Would I date somebody with... I would definitely date somebody with kids.
Do you have a kid limit, though, if you did?
A kid limit?
Like, well, she got 3-4 kids.
Taking in like bad kids?
Without me having my own?
Right.
Probably not.
Why?
Probably not. Just because
it comes
with a lot of responsibility, you know what I mean, when you're dating a single mother, period. But Shorty got 3-4 kids, you know what I mean? She might not have as enough time for me as I would like. You know what I mean? So that would, you know what I mean? That would be a concern thing for me. But I'm not against women with kids as long as they baby father ain't crazy. You know what I mean? Ain't got time for that.
Most of them baby fathers.
Yeah, they usually
they be loving them. Maybe still loving as you baby
should.
Mothers.
As you should. So you have a kid with a lady, you gonna have some type of something in your heart for that person. You know what I mean?
That's a fact. Then mm-hmm. they be feeling like they don't know who around their kids.
Right, and I wouldn't. And to be, you know what I mean? And to be honest with you, my
you
nigga,
know what type of dude is around your kid?
Right, yeah. and be honest,
that would drive me crazy.
And to be honest with you, my nigga. I don't give a fuck. That's your son, nigga. I kick your son Ford over like Snoop. What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm just here for the
clapping.
I'm fuck your little Ford, nigga.
I'm just here for
Ford, Dad.
I'm just here for your baby mother, nigga.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's jokes. You know what I mean? It's jokes. But yeah.
Okay, but what about they just had one kid though, Dave?
Yeah, I said it's fine. I don't give a fuck if you got kids, you know what I mean? I plan to have kids one day.
Nah, because you know, you think about three or four different kids, that's three or four different personalities.
Yeah.
You gotta deal with.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Moses? Would you?
Yeah. That has nothing to do with that person. You gotta think, if you think somebody like that, I think you got to catch because most of the time they ain't got no time for you.
Mm.
If somebody got a kid, really just focus on working their kid. You see what I'm saying? But they're going to make sure you got your shit right before they start fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Before you start seeing that kid around.
Mm-hmm.
If you just start seeing that kid, you just to hit a quitter. You know what I'm saying? Kid just like, yeah, because we can't. You know, he ain't gonna see you no more. He ain't my daddy.
Take this little dollar.
You about to hurt my mama?
Now go in the room.
I need a dollar.
Now go in the room.
God damn it.
You can play that old Sega Genesis you got.
Stop hating, little nigga.
Ain't no more juice. No more juice for the night.
You been crying all fucking day. I'm like,
damn. Can't even get my stroke right. You crying. Shorty keep getting up. That nigga be alright, man.
Bad that kid's out here. Thought Jay was asleep. He was asleep when he got up.
Well, I feel like Dave did this a lot. Dave really felt like this someday. Like, what the fuck's going on?
That's funny though.
That shit is crazy. This nigga here.
Yo, but I got something to ask both of y'all. You know, I ain't got no brother.
My lord.
I'm popping
fucking
over here.
Phone on.
I'm
you
sorry.
Popping over here.
It's fucking Jizzle.
Yeah.
Jizzle know we recorded around this time.
I'm about to text this dumbass.
I'm
Jesus Christ.
Nah, but for real, you know, I ain't got no brother. How is it growing up with a brother?
Oh, because you don't have any brothers, huh?
Yeah, I was the one that, how was it growing up with a brother, though?
Did you
What's
feel...
the things you do? Do you get angry?
Well, I grew up, my brother is much older than me. So he didn't grow up in the house with me. But we still had a connection. We still talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He still always reached out to me. I was living in New York and then moved down here. But he was always living down here in the South. He used to always send me sneakers. Shit like that. He would come up and visit.
Okay.
Drive me around, fuck with me. You know what I mean? Shit. Listen to fucking Fugees. You know what I'm saying? Ooh la la la. Like, I remember all that shit. So, but it wasn't like we grew up together where, cause I kind of wanted that too, though. Like, having a brother just growing up with me around my age and shit and going to school. I didn't get that until I came down here to be around a lot of my cousins, like Jizzle. That was my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
yeah, my brother is he a couple years older than me, but we didn't grow up in the same house, but we grew up around each other damn near almost every day, and it was cool. You know what I mean, I got put in wrestling moves, dumb shit like that. Fucking, your brothers are usually the people that buy you alcohol when you underage. You know what I mean? shit, it's good to
your brother's stupid too. Make sure you go. Next time you talk to him, tell him I say he's stupid, man.
Yeah, I mean it's good to my nigga. everybody has they own path in life. So it's good to learn from I learned from my brother's mistakes and his success, you know what I mean? Right. He went to a fucking trade school. I went to a trade school. Mm. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's dope.
Right, right.
That's dope. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Right. Yep, yep. And it was cool, man. Shit. He also had two other brothers, which I can consider my brothers also. So we just kind of grew up as one big ass family and shit. It's a, you know, it was all love.
Mm. Shout out to your brother. Tell him I say you're stupid.
Right.
I just wanted to remind you. Just wanted to remind you.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Fat boy, what up?
I consider y'all my brother, so.
Ooh, that's how you going. Oh, you my brother that's too, though, Moses. Even though you be disrespectful.
I know I ain't got no brothers, but I said y'all my brothers. I knew y'all a long time.
You my son, nigga.
We did a lot of shit.
You my nephew.
We did a lot of shit.
You my nephew, nigga.
We did a lot of shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, all the bullshit. He my brother, so I appreciate y'all.
It was something I wanted to ask y'all, though.
Even you, CJ. Appreciate you, too, man. You my brother, too. I want you to shout it out. I want you to be crying and shit. I'm fucking up. He ain't mention me. Hey, I'm your brother, nigga. Dark skin. I got you, nigga.
Listen. Stop being racist.
Shut up, you light skin. Shut up.
See, that's that racist shit you be doing right there, bro.
You shining right now.
We brown, bro. We both brown.
It's cold out here. You
sweating. We both brown. What's this light skin, dark skin? I don't look at that.
What?
That's this light skin, dark skin.
Color don't matter. Still my brother.
Well, act like it.
I just said you're my brother. Racist on here. I just got to pick on you sometimes.
Nah, fuck that. You racist.
We just talked about that with Agent K.
You feel me? Shout out to Agent K. That was a dope ass episode.
Yeah.
You
fucked it up. Like, no.
I don't like you.
Hey, you do the shit.
What would y'all tell y'all younger self today? So you started back when you was like maybe like
slap the back of your neck
17, 18 years old.
Slap the back of your legs, Nick. Soon as you see him, slap his neck.
What would I tell my youngest self?
You wanna say something?
Fuck my mouth.
What would I tell myself in hindsight? I tell myself to, you know, stay focused, man. Stay focused. And I don't know.
Stay focused on what, though?
I don't know. Whatever the fuck I was focused on.
Like, I'm over here like intrigued. Like, where's bro going with this one?
I don't know. Just stay focused, man.
That's it.
I think if I was more focused on maybe a
pussy, you have some kids?
No. A career path when I was younger, I'd probably be better off right now. Took me a little bit to figure out what the hell I really wanted to do. So, you know what I mean? If I could tell myself that, I'd tell myself to figure it out quick, nigga. So we could get this money rolling, you know what I mean? That's what I would tell myself. And shit. Blue chews are real.
That's how you gonna end that.
What?
You know what I mean? Tell my younger self.
Blue chews are real.
They got this new shit out there. It's called Blue Chews. You might want to fuck with it.
Well, what would I tell my younger self? I'd probably say, nah, man, fuck that college shit. You ain't gotta do that shit. That shit was a fucking waste of time to me. Didn't feel like I didn't need it. Maybe I'll use it later on in my life, but right now I'm definitely not using it.
See, now check this out. What if that changes? That probably would change everything for you. Think about the people you met in college. You met your wife in college.
That's true too.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have met your wife if you wouldn't have went to college.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you gotta change that up a little bit. And then maybe you say, fuck it. I wouldn't have met her.
I'm just saying fuck that college shit.
You just would have been a whore.
Yeah, you wouldn't have had kids right now. See, cause like, damn, I should have fuck college.
This is expensive, but
well, you might have the kids with hood rats. You know what I'm saying? You never know.
Well, that's what I tell my younger self. I probably wouldn't show so many people so much love. I probably would have moved a whole lot differently.
Like you show too many people love or the wrong people?
I mean, maybe it could have been the wrong people, but I show everybody love, so. You know what I mean? I'm going to show the wrong people and the right people love. I'm going to just show you love. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of backstabbing, a lot of bullshit. And I probably would distance myself a whole lot. But I don't know how to, I don't know.
I feel like it was probably the wrong people.
Could have been. What about you, Moses?
If I could have told myself something, I probably told myself, jump into comedian shit. Like,
okay.
Start getting the videos popping. I think waited too late to do that.
Yeah, ain't never too late, my nigga. Ain't never too late.
Ain't never too late, but that's what I got started on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
if you would have started earlier, just like I said, you
got started on that. But
got a head start.
You know what I'm saying? I probably told myself, let's get this podcast popping way early.
Way early.
You know what I'm saying? We've been in the thousands and thousands of episodes. What the fuck?
Well, your ass won't fucking get a fucking social media though. You won't get a social media.
You ain't tell yourself that?
Nah, because
you know that does help.
Nah, them boys watch.
You ain't tell yourself to get a smartphone, you flip phone ass nigga?
Nah.
I should have got that.
I got FaceTime niggas right now. Stop hating.
You ain't FaceTiming shit.
You got a Skype FaceTime all the time.
Nigga FaceTime Nintendo DS's.
Get out of
here. Nigga be trying to FaceTime with email address.
Holy shit.
You got a fucking... Your phone is a whole book bag, nigga.
What?
You attach a fucking keyboard to that shit.
Have y'all motherfuckers ever forgot to, like, pay a bill? And, like, they, like, cut your shit off?
Yeah, phone bill.
Phone bill all the time. But not all the time. I usually get a notice before they call.
More important than
I
that.
I ain't trying to be funny. All the other shit, you not playing with that. Fuck what you talking
car
about.
Car insurance?
You forgot.
If a nigga say their license shit, you knew it, but you just want to forget. You did that Cat Williams. Bro. Nigga, fuck them lights, nigga. I don't want to burn these goddamn candles.
Bro. I fucked around and forgot to pay the fucking water bill.
Damn. So you had to boil some water?
How am I boil some water if I ain't got no water?
These jugs.
They got a whole family at home.
You had to buy them goddamn jugs. Yeah,
bro. Do you know how jugs I felt? Water. No, I felt. I felt like a fucking big ass disappointment.
It's gonna drop your stomach.
Pure fucking loser. Here I am, wife, two kids.
Need
water. Got to wash. It's the end of the day. I'm like, oh, shit, let me call. Oh, guess what? You know, after hours. They ain't coming out there tonight. Kids got to go to school in the morning and all that. Trash, man. Yeah, I'm trash for that shit. So, you know.
Nigga had a gallon of water. They poked some holes in it. Had his wife squeezing the shit. He like,
oh. You going to school.
Shit.
You going to school. You going to school.
Don't forget my back, baby. Squeeze it down my back.
So this happened to you before, Dave?
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh, okay. You had good details. I was making sure.
Nigga, that was you. I know, you know what I mean? I struggle.
That shit was fucking trash, man. Brush your teeth with a bottle of water.
Yeah.
So,
Wash your nuts with a bottle of water, too, nigga.
Nah, actually, man, we got up out of there, man. I ain't gonna lie. We got up out of there, man.
Use two bottles and that's it. That's your fucking limit. I don't have time.
Oh, my gosh.
There's no way we stayed. We couldn't do it. We couldn't do that.
Hey, Lex. You stupid.
Come I'm on, telling we're going you, to bro. The hotel. I really felt like, man, I felt trash, bro. I promise you.
Come on, we're going to the hotel. Shower.
Crazy. So y'all ain't never forgot nothing like that though?
Phone bill. Yeah.
Just the phone bill.
Fucking car insurance. Fuck around, let your car insurance lap, you get pulled over, get locked up.
Niggas ain't had nobody pressing you about the rent, nothing?
Nah, I try to pay my rent, bro. Can't be fucking around with the rent. Nah.
I ain't got a story for the rent either.
You gotta pay that rent, bro.
Jesus Christ.
At least have a door to close, whether you got water or not. You know what I mean? It get cold that night, nigga.
You told my dad, yeah, I hit the roommate with the, oh, damn, man, it's this week. Nigga fucked up the money. I already knew what he did with his. I was like, you ain't got all yours. Nah, damn, was like,
yeah,
damn.
Now we both fucked.
Yeah, damn, we both fucked.
Shit's wild, you know, bro.
Depending on, nah, got your ass. It was this week, dog. Damn.
Well, y'all want to get into this Ville shit?
Let's go.
Get into this Ville shit with these two. Were a couple. I think one was like 27 and the other one was like 50 something right here in the Ville. He chopped a goddamn arm off with a damn machete.
That shit was crazy. I know, like,
when the perkies go missing, huh? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
What the perks at?
Why did it have to be that goddamn serious?
I don't know.
And it was a woman too. The guy chopped the woman's arm off.
I'ma just say this, man.
That bitch was stealing.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'ma just say this, you know what I'm saying? Cause that's her spot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sound like you know her.
Yeah, I know her. So I know her.
You know her, huh?
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what.
Getting the perkies off or what?
I don't know what happened. Well, all I'm saying.
Oh, so you know him.
It doesn't. You don't need to go that stream where you chop somebody goddamn arm off.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I just feel like it was probably some, she was probably about to slap shit out of nigga. She about to jack him up herself. You know what I'm saying? So, I just feel sorry for him.
They reattached her shit. He cut her arm off with at the shoulder or the elbow?
The shoulder.
In the crease.
We had the elbow.
The elbow.
Okay, see, you said shoulder, nigga.
I said shoulder elbow.
Oh, man.
I said shoulder elbow.
Yeah, you don't know what the fuck you talking about.
I mean, I just read it real quick.
You idiot.
It was sad.
I said the elbow.
It was just sad.
Just chopped the wing shit off
real quick.
That's but still, crazy. Like, fuck, man. Like, damn.
Yeah, domestic violence is not okay.
Come
you know
on.
What I mean? And just fucking walk away. It ain't never that deep.
It's never that deep. Nah, whatever, Dave.
You ain't never been in an argument with your girl. You want to
what the fuck? No, you gonna chop somebody with a machete? No. What the fuck?
Oh,
it's too easy to leave, bro.
That's a fact.
If that's your girl, what the fuck is that? No, it's not that serious.
I can see how it goes that way, though.
Yeah.
But not the machete. I'm just saying.
Not the machete. You know what I'm saying?
And don't get me wrong. Women push the issue, too, sometimes. You never know. She could have put his hands on her. Right. Doesn't make him chopping her arm off okay.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Sound like that's where you was going with.
Nah, things could have progressed to that, is what I'm saying. But Jesus Christ.
What if she was the one that pulled the knife out and he ended up getting it from her?
And chopping her fucking wing off?
Like, see, let me chop your shit off for trying to chop my shit off.
That might have happened.
Teach you a fucking lesson out here.
This nigga cut her flat off. That's her flat right. Yeah, you like flats and drumsticks, bitch.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
She might try to grab for that damn piece.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she could have had a gun. She could have had a gun.
She might grab for that piece. Yeah. And he was like, fuck.
Grab for the piece. He already got the knife though.
Listen, she wasn't quick enough.
He had to get the knife to get the piece. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't quick enough.
It probably was right up on him. So he just
damn.
You just can't, you know what I'm saying, go and run and get that and then chop. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that on you.
Well, that's how they doing out here in the Ville.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Ville. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the bums out here, too. And New York, stop dropping them off. We know what y'all doing.
Y'all want that fake Gucci, nigga. You got to take a couple homeless people that come with that.
Getting the fake gold.
Yeah, I fucking hate Dave. This nigga's so stupid.
All the bums in Fayetteville got Jordans on.
Word. Shout out to all the listeners and shit.
Shout out to all the listeners. Follow us on Twitter, Dirty_WaterNC. Instagram, Dirty Water Podcast.
I got a
boogie
the boo. I got a simple boo.
Dirty Water Lex on Instagram.
Dirty Water Dave B. Instagram, holla at me.
And I don't know about Moses. I don't know.
Yeah,
Moses.
We out, man. Moses.
What is episode 64, right?
It was 64. Look at CJ. 64. I'm drunk.
CJ on that crown. CJ on that crown. I thought he would have been on the Everclear.
CJ V neck stretched out.
All right, we're 2-6, man.
Moses.
Word.